In the 1980s, the U.S.-backed government of El Salvador allegedly massacred tens of thousands of civilians in a bloody civil war. Now the University of Washington wants documents from the CIA about that time, and they are suing the federal agency to get them. Angelina Godoy is the director of the UW Center for Human Rights. She's been researching the conflict for several years. She told Kim Malcolm the university wants information related to one well-known Salvadorian colonel, Sigifredo Ochoa Perez, and his involvement in a massacre in 1981.
Troops under his command carried out a scorched earth operation that lasted well over a week. The massacre occurred when groups of civilians that had been surrounded by military troops for many days and were unable to escape tried to break the line of fire by running through dozens, untold numbers of men, women, and children, including elderly people and babies, lost their lives at that point.
And do you know why they would have been attacked in such a way?
Well, they were living in an area where there was known guerrilla activity, so the military would presumably have been targeting guerrilla activity in the region. But the terrifying consequence is that civilians, including, as I said, babies, children, women, and the elderly, were the primary victims of the massacre at Santa Cruz, simply because those were the ones who couldn't run fast enough to evade the bullets.
So what do we know about where Ochoa Perez is right now and what he's doing?
He's currently in San Salvador, and he stepped down from a post in the Legislative Assembly, or Salvador's equivalent of Congress, in May of this year.
Is he being investigated by Salvadoran authorities?
He is indeed. So numerous survivors of grave human rights abuses committed by troops under his command have come forward and filed criminal complaints with the authorities, and investigations are open in those cases.
And the University of Washington Center for Human Rights is helping those investigations. Mina Manucheri is a third-year law student at the university and a researcher with the center. In 2013, you requested documents from the CIA about Ochoa Perez under the Freedom for Information Act. Mina, why would the CIA have documents on Ochoa Perez?
The U.S. was heavily involved during the armed conflict. They provided over $5 billion. They also trained their military personnel as well. And we also have declassified documents from the CIA that state that Ochoa did spend time in the U.S. training.
Now the University of Washington has filed a lawsuit against the CIA over these documents. And Mina, you are listed as one of the plaintiffs along with the Center for Human Rights. Why did the university decide to file a lawsuit?
Well, we never had this grand plan to file a lawsuit against the CIA. We just kind of took this effort one day at a time. And there is a complete lack of access to information in El Salvador on these crimes. So information that is essential for corroborating victim and survivor testimony. That was really the catalyst for us requesting these documents, that there is a void of information. And then once we were denied access to the documents, then we appealed and went through mediation proceedings, and then the lawsuit was the next step.
So what was the response to the FOIA request by the CIA?
The response was that they could neither confirm nor deny the existence of records for essentially national security reasons.
And what does that tell you about what they know about Ochoa Perez?
Well, so if they didn't have records on Ochoa Perez, a more typical response would be that we don't have responsive records for your request. This neither confirm nor deny response is known as a Glomar response. And you essentially have to read between the lines that they do have documents, but that they aren't releasing them for various FOIA exemptions.
And what do you hope will happen if you were to get some more documents from the CIA to get more information? What would be the next step after that?
I hope lots of things happen. I hope first that they are of use for criminal investigations that are ongoing and that they're able to corroborate survivor testimony, but also they can validate for survivors and for the families of victims what actually happened and that what happened to them is not okay.
Angelina, what do your partners in El Salvador think about this case?
They're very encouraged by the fact that people in the United States are taking steps to secure access to information that has been denied to them by their own government for so many decades.
What do you think this lawsuit says about the challenges that exist in prosecuting international human rights cases?
Well, a couple things. On the one hand, it shows the depth of the challenges, right? Because you know, the CIA's obstinacy about providing access to information about incidents that happened now decades ago, and that information that could be so helpful in bringing about healing for people who continue to suffer as a result of these crimes. So seeing that level of obstinacy is discouraging. But at the same time, I think for me, it's immensely hopeful that just a group of us who are committed to these issues can help shed some light on what happened. There's many more things that could be done, and there's no reason why we shouldn't all be rolling up our sleeves and doing it.
That was Angelina Godoy, the director of the University of Washington Center for Human Rights, and UW law student Mina Manucheri, a lead researcher with the center. They spoke to Kim Malcolm. This is the first time a university has sued a federal agency over a Freedom of Information Act or FOIA request. The UW is being represented pro bono by an attorney, and the CIA has 60 days to respond to the lawsuit.